Welcome to Big Stuck in 20, the podcast that brings you the latest news and trends in the world of technology. Presented by Bix, a leading tech company at the forefront of innovation, this podcast will be your new favorite source of insight. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, industry professional, or simply curious about the evolving tech landscape, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on the critical needs and challenges that mobile operators face worldwide, including maintaining a competitive edge, ensuring seamless connectivity, and managing operational costs effectively. We are joined by Carl Oswald, Head of Global Telco Sales Strategy and Managed Services at Bix. Carl brings a wealth of experience and expertise in helping mobile operators navigate the complexities of staying ahead in a declining market. Welcome, Carl, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So can you just start by giving us an overview of the current industry landscape in the telecom sector?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing to mention is the industry has and the landscape has become dynamic and very, very competitive. It has changed. Consumers, enterprises, they're expecting a lot more agility from their business partners. And what we're seeing is operators need to adapt to their customer needs in this new way of business working. Your customers today have a lot more choice than ever before. And to combat churn, it's essential for you to look after those customers and consumers. So customers are demanding things like seamless connectivity. They don't care whether it's 5G or whether it's fiber. All that they care about is the best user experience across any device that they prefer to use. So think about it, whether it is a tablet, whether it's a PC, whether it's your mobile phone, the reason why they want the seamless experience is because more and more workloads have moved to the cloud. People are working remotely, which means that this has created this demand on network capacity. Your customers have the choice, and they're looking for the connectivity partner that will guarantee them the most seamless experience. And then there's also this added pressure of innovation must reduce cost. So MNOs need to become these problem solvers for their consumer and enterprise customers. So customers are not looking for a product. Those days are over. What they're opting for is for a range of services that actually address those business challenges that they face day in and day out. I mean, let's just think about it quickly. Look at where our industry has gone to in the last 30 years and the advancements that we've seen. Gone are the days of dial-up tones coming from your dial-up modem to the lightning-fast 5G and fiber speeds that we have today. Today, on a mobile device, we are carrying our entire office, our local library, our music store, and video store, all within a single product or within a single device. So it's amazing how the telecoms industry has changed the digital landscape. And one thing is for sure, that this pace will continue in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, there definitely has been a lot of transformation, even in just my lifetime, which is not a very long time at all. So within this context, what are some of the primary challenges that mobile operators face?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're seeing the voice business growing, but it's just not growing for the MNO's voice revenue streams. Recent market intelligence suggests that 13% growth per annum is happening within the voice market, but it's only been to the advantage of the OTT, the over-the-top players within the market. This means customers are using apps to make their calls, utilizing the operator's data network. But the reality remains that the operators still need to continue supporting these legacy networks, which requires continued investment. In addition to this, you've got the cost that goes along with it. You've got the large resource drain happening within this environment, and skills are being lost to other competing technologies. The landscape is also changing at the speed of light. Excuse my fiber pun. And it comes with the need to manage these extremely diverse set of technologies across the stack. And everything from fiber or your radio network to optimizing workloads in the cloud, your customers are looking to you as the MNO or the operator to manage these complexities for them and to simplify things. We hear the same question over and over coming from operators. Do I keep my team focused on these legacy services, or do I develop their skills with what customers are looking for tomorrow? Do I keep running these services when manufacturers are retiring, some of these legacy platforms? Where do I get the skills within the market? The reality is you're not alone. Others feel the same. You need to look at how you effectively manage resources in the right areas. Then you have this little thing called fraud and the direct impact that has on the bottom line. From fraud scam calls to gray routes, these scenarios are on the increase, and it's costing operators, it's costing enterprises, and it's costing their consumers to the tune of over $40 billion annually. That's a staggering amount.
Definitely. So what should operators consider doing to enhance service delivery amidst these challenges?
Well, the way I see it is there's three options to choose from. One, optimize. And by this, I mean renegotiating your costs and your margins annually. But eventually, you're going to hit the plateau on that. Two, consolidate more. And by this, I mean that operators can either come together in groups or where you have multiple entities within the same group, consolidate that spend and resource and look at doing things more efficiently. And then the last one, which makes the most sense in most of the cases, is consider the outsourcing to managed services providers who actually have this as part of their core specialization, companies such as BICS. You need to evaluate what is core to your business. You need to see what can be managed better by somebody else. You need to determine and consider what your future strategy is and consider which of these non-core services you can offload to specialists, things such as voice, messaging, roaming. This will significantly simplify your business. You also need to focus on customer experience. So by offloading these non-core services, it allows you more time and attention to what truly matters, your customer. We have seen the powerful impact that this has had in some of our operators and how this has assisted them in their customer satisfaction scores. You also want to ensure that you can tackle the problem that fraud poses by firstly viewing it as a strategic company concern, and then also by finding the right partner who knows how to address these business challenges with industry-leading tools and capabilities. Like BICS.
Perfect. So what are some of the technologies that can help operators build a long-term strategy for business growth?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt that we are in the age of artificial intelligence, which brings with it great promise. AI is being embedded into several business areas. New levels of efficiency will come to operators by automating those manual and cumbersome and repetitive processes. This will ultimately benefit the end customer and will assist operators in becoming a lot more agile. Then we've also heard data is king, but the reality is, what do we do with this data? You must ensure that you're able to extract the right level of insights from this data and apply it to your customers. And this can create this 360-degree customer view. But in order to achieve this, you need the right data sources, you need the right frameworks, and you need the right analytical tools to extract these meaningful insights. And then I also think we as an industry have an obligation to ensure that what we do with this data is managed ethically, because it is customer data at the end of the day. And let's not forget about the positive impact that 5G is going to have on the business. 5G will play an essential role in the development of new business solutions within cloud adoption, IoT, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality. I mean, 5G brings much higher bandwidths, much lower latency, and it's creating all these new business segments within our industry. Additionally, with the arrival of eSIM, there's going to be huge uptake in new types of services being launched within the market. As an example, eSIM is absolutely transforming the travelsome market. Now you have everybody from airlines to local grocery chains being able to sell travel packages. So before a consumer goes on holiday to an exotic destination somewhere in the world, they pick up their eSIM. They simply scan a QR code. And the benefit to them is this hugely reduced cost versus traditional roaming charges. So we're seeing an explosion in this market. And then lastly, I would say being vigilant in the protection of your network and customer data against those unscrupulous agents means that you require robust tools and processes to ensure any targeted attacks, and trust me, they will come, does not lead to data breaches or to revenue loss. You have to make this a priority, and it needs to be at the forefront of your thinking.
Great. So given the complexity of implementing all of these things that you've talked about, what should operators consider for creating long-term growth?
Well, this is where I think BICS really steps into the industry and leadership spotlight. With our wealth of experience in managing these global, complex voice messaging and roaming services for top global operators, we've ensured that our customers achieve the cost-saving goals through our flexible models that we offer and our extensive managed services portfolio. So we offer the total solution, which includes everything from connectivity, signaling, voice, messaging, roaming, fraud, to all the management and reporting tools your heart could desire. Let's take a quick look at voice. We offer operators inbound voice revenue predictability. And predictability is the key word that I want to raise here. And this coupled with our fraud management solution. We then further assist operators with outbound voice rate optimization. And this is where operators get to benefit from our global economies of scale that we have as BICS through our simplified cost-plus model. It's a very high return in business value for the operator with real quantifiable cost savings. Then when it comes to messaging, again, BICS is in a prime position to manage your P2P and A2P messaging and to help you maximize return traffic and monetize your messaging traffic. Additionally, we help protect that messaging traffic through our fraud management solutions. Our customers trust us to deliver over 15 billion SMSs, so you can be assured we do not compromise on quality. And let's not forget about roaming. Through our roaming managed services, we are able to offer operators the ability to outsource their roaming operations to us, or just portions of it, whatever makes sense to them. With BICS's 25 years of market leadership in roaming, we can support your roaming requirements such as footprint management, network configuration audits, roaming quality monitoring, discounted IoT management, roaming business insights, and that's just to name but a few. The main takeaway for you should be, we really can remove the complexity and the time-consuming activities that operators go through on a day-to-day basis, and we can help them refocus those resources on more strategic areas of business.
Perfect. So like we've said, this is a very, very quickly evolving space. So what future trends in telecoms should operators be aware of and prepare for?
Well, I think most of the operators out there are going to continue their prioritization in their fiber rollouts and their 5G network expansions. And we're also seeing this renewed shift of focusing on the enterprise, SMB customers, and retail customers. This is coupled with more and more workloads moving into the cloud, and this will continue to drive up the need for quality connectivity services, no matter where in the world you are. And then more operators will continue to look for managed services partners out there to offload those non-core activities such as voice, roaming, and messaging. And this is where Bix can play a role in bringing predictability to their bottom line, with the added peace of mind that they're dealing with a trusted global player. And let's not forget the impact that the global IoT market is going to have. Forecasts suggest that it's going to be 32 billion connected devices by 2030. This means that operators' networks need to be ready to support everything from 3G to 5G, NB-IoT to LTE-M, and everything from plastic SIMs to eSIMs and to iSIMs. Lastly, but most importantly, operators will require to make significant investments to protect their networks and customer data from cyber threats and unscrupulous agents. They need to be extremely vigilant because those attacks will come.
So you've talked a little bit about Bix's role in the telecoms ecosystem, but could you elaborate a bit on how Bix enables effective managed services?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with our extensive experience and reach. So we've got over 25 years of working very closely in partnerships with our global operator customers, as well as our technology partners. These relationships and partnerships have stood the test of time and accounts for our global success today. Today, we carry about half of the world's data roaming traffic, and we connect more than 5 billion mobile subscribers through our signaling. This is only possible through the exceptional and highly skilled global teams that we have in place. We're good at what we do. We're really good at it. Then there is best-in-class tools that we've created to assist our operators. We've taken the guesswork out of your network and replaced it with tools that can actually help you extract actionable intelligence that will meaningfully contribute to your bottom line. We have strived to create a model of simplicity as we engage with our customers. Working with Bix gives you that ability to select one partner, one contract, and give you one invoice and one point of contact to manage your global infrastructure with. It does not get simpler than that. And then additionally, peace of mind comes from knowing that you can depend on our global robust infrastructure that we've got in place and our support teams. So we've got subject matter experts all around the world being able to resolve your issues 24/7. And customer support is really serious business for us. And finally, as we continue to strive to exceed our commitment to the industry in terms of innovation and quality, we have put in place dedicated teams focused on continued industry thought leadership, looking to things such as innovation that will bring meaningful benefit to our customers and to their B2B and B2C customers. My last point is so many operators trust Bix, and so can you.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Carr, for sharing all these great insights. It's been a really extensive and broad conversation, which I really enjoyed. It's clear that Bix is making really significant strides in the field of managed services, and you really are offering unparalleled support and innovation to customers worldwide, which is great. For our listeners, be sure to visit bix.com for more information and to stay updated on the latest in global connectivity solutions. Don't forget to hit subscribe to get an alert next time a new episode is released. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bix Tech in 20. Until next time.